Each chapter focuses on a new color, with coordinating activations for each. I suggest initially working with a color for around 7 days, but ultimately you should set the pace that feels best to you. It may be tempting to immediately jump around and work with a different color each day, but you need to get used to observing the shifts in your energy and consciousness. Remember, you are essentially learning a new language here. Focusing on one color at a time also gives you a chance to fully understand the subtle qualities of each color's energy. Color activation falls into the following categories. Number 1. Spiritual activation. This activation involves meditation as well as exercises to clarify our intention and solidify your soul's connection to the color you are working with. Number 2. Universal activation, aka I spy with my intuitive eye. When I refer to I spy, I'm talking about the popular children's game that helps pass time during family road trips. When playing this type of game, you might say, "I spy something orange," and then everyone would look around to spot that color in your surroundings. Universal activation involves the same concept of seeking out a specific color in your environment. But in this activation, you allow the universe to awaken your consciousness and self-adjust aspects of yourself through signs from specific colors. This involves observing when colors begin to repeatedly catch your attention in an average day. Once you learn to spot the signs, universal activation becomes a fun way to receive messages and guidance. The best part of all is you will be receiving messages from your own higher self, strengthening your intuitive muscles and telling you what you need to focus on in any given moment. In addition to the activations above, each chapter includes the following tools to help you utilize color. Number 3. Color affirmations. Color affirmations are a verbal way to align yourself with the energy and intention behind each color. Number 4. Physical activation. This activation involves using the important concept of color props. Color props are physical objects you intentionally place in your surroundings or on your body so you can see and touch them throughout the day. Color props serve as reminders that help you to build the energy of that color. Number 5. Shadow sides. Just like a reverse tarot card, each color has an inverse set of properties. If you find yourself repelled by any color in particular, take a look at the shadow side description of that color. There is a message to be heard. Each of the categories mentioned is explained in detail below. As you work with your life in color, focus on familiarizing yourself with the various activation processes. A reasonable goal is to try to activate color at least once a day during a 7-day period. Depending on the energy you need most, certain colors may feel safe and familiar, while others might feel new or slightly uncomfortable. These reactions are completely normal and may evolve as you continue experimenting with color. Pay attention to how your body and senses react to each color. I personally keep a journal when I work with color to note my changing experiences with them. Being mindful of your reactions will provide valuable information as to which energy you need more of or less of in your life to achieve balance. Activation notes. Although the overall activation steps are the same, each color contains unique activation notes. The notes begin with a question that pertains to your relationship with that color's energy. Asking yourself this question will help you assess your current energy in regard to that area of your life. We are all constantly changing and evolving, so I encourage you to come back to these questions whenever you want a current self-diagnosis of your energy. Doing so will give you valuable insight toward your relationship with that color and will help you ascertain the areas of your life that need adjustment. Enabling practical thought, connecting with your deepest emotional core, empowering leadership skills, and unleashing creativity are just some of the positive traits you can increase through color. It's just a matter of turning the volume up on whichever energy you want to harness. In addition to the self-diagnosis questions, the notes offer additional thoughts about each color to help you reflect on their qualities. If you ever want clarification on any part of the process, refer back to this chapter.